Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I had not been to either China or Japan. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to go.
That's Joan Ruskamp, chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, on her recent visit with U.S. beef producers who recently joined the U.S. Meat Export Federation in China and Japan to participate in promotional activities for U.S. beef. She tells us her impressions of both the China and Japan markets.
So in China, there's a lot of hard work happening, a lot of relationship building, a lot of trust building with folks there who would use our product. And in Japan, we got to see that reward paid off that USMEF was doing 20 and 30 years ago and the steps that it took and what a relationship we have already with the Japanese and hopefully with China and new ways that we can do business together and promote our product. So once we're a reliable source of that beef, that will help tremendously.
She says she got to see firsthand the U.S. Meat Export Federation in action, meeting with prospective buyers and other meat industry representatives, and also gathering ideas for market development in these two countries.
Watching our USMEF representatives interact at the embassy level, at leadership level with Chinese industry leaders, the retailers. I mean, I've always respected the reports I've heard from USMEF and the activities. When you get to go and see this firsthand and really see our men and women in action, so to say, I have profound respect for all of them.
That's Joan Ruskamp, a cattle producer from Dodge, Nebraska, and also chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. More details about the recent U.S. Meat Export Federation visit to China and Japan at usmef.org. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life and the headlines of animal rights activism keeps popping up. With more reaction on that, here's Patrick.
Bill, listen to what he says this extreme animal right activism is.
Interfering with people's lives and livelihoods, that's a terrorism.
That's California cattleman Kevin Kester, also the National Cattlemen's Beef Association president. He's speaking about these radical animal activists who vowed to do direct action everywhere. They threatened to show up at all animal agricultural operations, trespassing, subjecting terror on the operator as well as the animals.
It's one thing to have an opinion and a passive protest, but when you start interfering with food production here in the United States and interfering with people's lives and livelihoods, that's a terrorism. And so I think our local law enforcement agencies, as well as the FBI and the Homeland Security, should react very strongly to those kinds of actions.
Kester called it exactly what it is, absolute terrorism. And of course, authorities must be called as soon as possible.
Hey, absolutely, because obviously, no matter what, we don't want to see human beings hurt on any side of the issue, but people don't have the right to do what some of the things I've seen over the years from this organization that you named. It's just not the right moral thing to do.
A good way to start is also putting up no trespassing signage around your property.
Sure, it's always a good thing to consult with your local law enforcement agency to see what you can do as an ag operation, whether you're just a producer or as some other part of the agriculture. If you think you could be a target, you should be well prepared and informed, and consulting with your local law enforcement is a great first step.
When we caught up to Kester, he was in Nebraska with an invitation from the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association. We asked him what he was seeing there.
It's pretty amazing to see, especially in the feeder sector, farmer feeders and smaller feeding operations, but everybody is really modernized and doing a really good job in the environmental part of the feeding sector. So it's pretty proud to see how big and small and all sizes in between people are really cognizant of their environmental footprint. And Nebraska keeps a close eye on the feeding cattle feeding sector here. So from what I've seen, the industry is doing a great job, and I'm pretty proud of them.
That's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association President, Kevin Kester. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.